Hello, my darling deviants. This is Miss Vivian, and this is another episode of the Gentle Domcast. Again, it's just me. I think that I'm going to start making some podcasts by myself, some shorter ones, just when I feel like making them. And then hopefully the rough sub will join in on some of them when he's around and when we can come to an appropriate time to record. But today I wanted to talk about something that was brought to my attention by a subreddit on Reddit. I love lurking on Reddit, and I would love to say that I use it for marketing purposes, but I really don't. I just love reading internet forums and getting into arguments with people online. It's really not a good idea. Don't follow my lead. Do as I say, not as I do. But sometimes I'll just see posts and questions that kind of interest me or that make me feel something strong, and I'll respond. And there was this kind of interesting post that I saw the other day, and I won't say where it was. You can always find me on Reddit. I think R the Gentle Dom. So, but this post was from a woman who basically said that she was not able to please her husband. And that struck me just the way that she framed her question, which was that she was unable to please her husband. And I guess that caught my attention. And so I looked at it, and it was essentially a post from a woman whose husband was into a lot of fetishes, a lot of kink and a lot of fetishes. So I think the things that she described were like pegging, cross-dressing, cum eating. Trying to remember if there was anything else. It was pegging, cross-dressing, cum eating. And there might have been one more in there. But she described how he really, really liked these things and he wanted them. And she'd really tried to give it to him, but she just did not like it. And she wanted what she called normal sex. And I'm going to put normal in quotation marks because, of course, normal is completely relative and subjective. But I think what struck me most about this post was that it got a large outpouring of support from people, and a lot of them talked about compromise. A lot of them talked about, could she meet her husband halfway? Because one of the things she mentioned was that they did not want to open their relationship. She didn't want to bring in someone else. She wasn't polyamorous. She didn't want him to find a dom. And it wasn't clear whether or not she meant a paid dom or an unpaid dom, but I think it was sort of he didn't want to talk about this with other people. He wanted to keep it just between them, but he clearly had a lot of these urges and he wanted them met, but she did not enjoy them. And it seemed to me from the conversation that it was pretty clear that she didn't really enjoy them, that she would try them because she loved him and she wanted to do these things for him, but he kept pressing. And every time I think that she would sort of try a little bit, or they would come to some place where she was comfortable, I think she described it as softer femdom, he would press a little bit more. And I was sort of frustrated with the responses from many, many people because they really did focus on this emphasis of trying to compromise between her desires and his desires. And I'm going to tell you why I did not agree with this. I did not agree with this because, first of all, I thought what her husband was doing was selfish. I think it was selfish because if your partner has told you very clearly that they don't like something and you keep hounding them to do it, that is selfish behavior. It doesn't matter if you're submissive. It doesn't matter if you're kinky. It doesn't matter if you're the most vanilla person in the world. If your partner says, I don't like this, and you keep hounding them to do it, that is selfish behavior. It's certainly not submissive behavior, right? Because if you're really submissive, you'd want to please your partner. And if you're continuing to ask your partner to do things that they don't like, you're obviously not pleasing them. So that was my main reason why I did not like this argument that she should try to compromise. My other reason was because I felt that this was really something that her husband had hidden from her. And I have sympathy for this. I don't know how long they were married. It doesn't really matter. I definitely understand that even in today's environment, which is certainly much more progressive than it was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, there are still a lot of conventions that we associate with masculinity. And so it's not surprising to me that some men who have these kinds of desires don't want to disclose them to the women in their lives. However, when you get married to someone or you engage in any kind of real relationship with someone and you haven't been honest with them about what your real desires are, if these things are really important to you, you're setting yourself up for disappointment and you're lying to your partner. In some ways, I don't think this is so different than being gay and not telling your partner that you're gay. Now, that doesn't stand for all circumstances. Certainly, if you just have some kinky fantasies and these are things that you like to dabble in and you can have this satisfied by your own fantasy or by watching porn or very occasional play with your partner, you know, that's one thing. But if you really have fetishes, true fetishes, where you need these things to feel sexually aroused, for instance, let's say you have a foot fetish and you really need feet to be aroused and there's really nothing else that turns you on but feet, and you don't disclose that to your partner before you get involved with them, you're setting yourself up for disappointment and you're doing a bait and switch on your partner, because your partner might have no clue about that and they don't like that. Maybe they don't mind you playing with their feet sometimes. Maybe they like some foot rubs, but they're going to be angry, likely, if they find out that the only thing that arouses you is their feet and you never told them about that. So it was for those reasons that I really didn't feel so great about the answers that people were providing. And then there was someone, and I don't remember their name, and I wouldn't say their name here anyway, but they had a really interesting response. It was someone who identified himself as a submissive husband, who said that he had been in a similar situation with his wife, where he had entered into this relationship and he had these kinky fantasies. And I think he admitted that he felt he had been sort of selfish at the beginning, and he had asked her for all these things. And he made a really good point, which I think is true, which is he basically said he didn't really know what he wanted. And I think that there's some truth in that, because I think that so many men, but just people in general, they have these desires and then they get very influenced by porn and what they're seeing and reading and hearing. And they think that real life is going to be exactly like that. And it's not. So it's not really surprising to me that someone could have these sorts of desires and then they enter into a relationship and they want all the things. But he said eventually what he settled on was, he didn't necessarily describe it this way, but it was much more of like a service-based relationship, where he recognized that what he really wanted was to please his wife and make her happy. And so what their relationship settled into was something where he provided a lot of service to her. Just for example, things like, you know, running her bath and washing her hair and bringing her coffee and doing chores around the house. And I think maybe there was some tit for tat in that, where maybe because he did these things, he was rewarded or punished, but it was essentially service based. But I also had a problem with that answer. And it's not because I think that service based relationships and service kinks are wrong. I think that they're fine and they're great if you enjoy them and if your partner enjoys them. But service is not necessarily submission, and kinky play is not necessarily submission. So when this woman originally wrote in, a lot of people responded to her about submission. Her husband was submissive. And I looked at the things that her husband was asking for, and I did not see submission in what he was asking for. What I saw was that he wanted kinky play. He had certain kinks that he wanted filled. He liked pegging. He liked cross-dressing. It wasn't clear if maybe he was into sissy play or he just liked dressing in lingerie. He wanted to eat his own cum or be fed his cum. None of those things make you submissive. If you want to be pegged, that doesn't make you submissive. If you want to dress in women's clothing, that doesn't make you submissive. If you want to eat your own cum, that doesn't make you submissive. The term submissive, first of all, is extremely broad. And in real life, I actually don't like using labels, because I don't feel that they really encompass sexuality in all of its varied forms. But at its heart, if you're really talking about what submission is, it's really wanting to defer to somebody else, right? It's really wanting to please your partner. It's wanting to have that affirmation that you have done well for them, that you have performed well for them, that they are under control, that you are under their control. What this person was doing was asking his partner to top him. And that's an entirely different thing. So topping is just simply the act of doing something to somebody else. And topping can be part of a submissive relationship, but there are also plenty of people who are in submissive relationships who don't really top at all. In fact, there's a term called power bottom. I think that came out of the gay community. But essentially, you can be a bottom or a dominant bottom. You could say a dominant bottom. You could be a bottom who is dominant, right? You could say, I want things done for me. I don't want to do anything to you, right? And that would be, let's say an example of that would be a woman who just wants to get oral sex for hours at a time, and she doesn't want to do anything. She doesn't want to lift a finger. You're going to do everything for her, and you're going to please her exactly as she says, and she's not really going to top you at all. She's not going to do anything to you. As opposed to somebody who's really into topping, which is someone like myself, who enjoys doing things to their partner, who enjoys getting those reactions, who enjoys being like the active participant in the kinky play. So in this example, what this woman was talking about, her husband really wasn't asking to submit to her. He was asking her to top him for various activities. And those are not the same things. And so this gentleman, who seemed very nice and well-meaning, and who seemed to have a great relationship with his wife after they'd settled into this service dynamic, his advice was not bad advice, but I didn't feel that in this situation it was necessarily going to solve the problem. Now, granted, I don't know this couple's intimate details, but to me, it didn't sound like this husband really wanted to submit to his wife. He wanted to have kinky play done to him. Whereas what this other person was describing was actually getting into a service dynamic where his submissive needs or his needs to feel like he was submissive were fulfilled by doing things with his wife that she found acceptable and palatable and maybe enjoyable to her. But those are very different things. And the other point to make about that is that just because you're into service, that doesn't mean you're submissive. For instance, you can be a very vanilla person, really, who just likes pleasing people. And it might look like you're submissive, but you're not really even necessarily submissive. You might just be somebody who is a people pleaser and enjoys that. On the contrary, you might be somebody who's very submissive, but service just is not your thing. So personally, I'm not actually very into service. I mean, certainly I like having coffee brought to me in bed. I like people doing nice things for me. I enjoy being doted upon, but none of those things will make me horny. None of those things will make me feel really dominant or make me feel excited. They're just things that I like in a relationship. As opposed to someone who was really into service as a kink, well, that would bring them probably sexual excitement, but if not sexual excitement, some kind of emotional fulfillment from doing all these things for someone. But they're not the same things. Being in a service-based relationship where you're doing things for your partner versus being in a relationship where you want your partner to give you kinky play and top you, those are not the same things. Those are not submission, and that is topping. That is topping and bottoming. And I'd like to say there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a bottom, there's nothing wrong with saying you're a bottom. If you're looking for somebody to top you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Bottoms get a bad rap in the kink community because I think people tend to see them as being kind of selfish, but there's nothing selfish about liking to bottom as long as you're just honest about it. I like topping. So if I meet somebody who's a bottom and I have a connection to them, hey, that's great for me. I don't look at that like a negative. Now, if all they do is lie there and, you know, they're a starfish, then that's not very exciting. But if you like to bottom and you give me really good reactions and I get excited from those reactions, hey, that's a win-win for both of us. But if you lie to somebody and you say that you're submissive, and really, you just want a bottom. You don't really want to be under their control. You really just want them to do things to you. you're going to end up with people being angry at you. You're going to end up, in this case, with a woman who is confused and angry. So I guess this post in particular just really generated a lot of those thoughts for me. And I don't know if I've been totally coherent in talking about them, because I am sort of talking off the top of my head here. But I just think it's important because, I mean, gosh, I think it's important for a lot of reasons. And I make these podcasts specifically really talking to, like, submissive men. That's really who my audience is for, and maybe some dominant women listen, but that's really my audience here. So I definitely do not talk about MF dynamics. I have very little experience with that, but I'm purely talking about, you know, female dominance. And I think that there's a lot of anger sometimes in communities, in female dominant communities, when men will say that they're submissive and then the women find out that they really just wanted to bottom. They really just wanted kinky play. And that's when women end up feeling like kink dispensers. Some women end up feeling like, you have just used me to get your kinks met. There's definitely a healthy way to bottom, to be a bottom, right? And not make somebody feel like a kink dispenser. It's when you talk to them about the things that you like and what overlaps and what doesn't overlap. And you figure out through communication what you both enjoy. What you should not be doing is asking your partner to do things that they don't like. And if you are a man and you are looking for a relationship, I know that it is scary to tell somebody what you want, especially if you feel like you might get judged for that. I really do have sympathy for that and empathy for that. But I think that it's a lot better than ending up in a relationship where you can't be yourself, or when you like someone very much, but you're just very sexually incompatible, because the things that you really need are things that your partner just doesn't like. And although in this particular post, this woman used the term normal, and I don't really like that term, because I don't think that that means anything. I do believe that people have the complete right to enjoy what they enjoy and not enjoy what they don't enjoy. And there's really nothing wrong with this woman not liking those things that her husband likes. And there's nothing wrong with the husband liking the things that he likes. But you have to have good communication, and ideally, you're going to do that before you start a serious relationship with somebody, so you can know whether you're sexually compatible before you get involved. So that's kind of my little rant for today, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that it was educational, at least. And if you have some arguments against what I said, or if you want to chime in, I'm open to hearing those. You might not change my opinion, but I hope that this was interesting, at least to listen to. And hopefully I'll be back soon with another episode, maybe with the rough sub, and we'll do our usual banter, which can also be fun. So have a lovely day, my darlings, and I will talk to you again soon.